So this is one of the copies of the lease, if you'd like one to have a look at. Let's start with right off the bat. When we moved in, Jacob actually wanted 6 months worth of rent from us. Are you aware of that?
Why would that? Probably your credit is not as the way.
My credit isn't as good as my girlfriend's is, no. That's, do you think that that's relevant?
No, that's probably why they wanted to do it.
I understand that that's why, but that doesn't give them an excuse to break the law. So we said, no, that's ridiculous. We did want the apartment. We had stopped looking already at that point. So we went down to 4 months total, first, last, and 2 extra months. Okay? That right there is very clear violation of an overcharge. That's not just a tiny little thing in the lease, some silly little irregularity. This entire lease is irregular if you want
to
go there because it's not a rent-stabilized lease.
My question to you was very simple. Are you trying to show me why you think you have a case and you're going to win? I don't really care much for it. You can win, right? I'll give you an okay right now.
So what do you want to know?
I want to know, do you want to pay your rent and stay? Or do you, this bullshit, I know exactly what this is. I've been through this like a million times. You're not the first smart guy to show up. You know that.
Sure.
You got to know that. That, you know, a lot of people out there think they've studied the law, they're one-on-one, they print it out.
Of course
that's
not.
Bullshit.
Sure.
There's a way to get through that. All you got to do is stay focused to the end. Where I win and you lose. We get there. That there's no question about that. I have
right.
a simple question to you.
Mm-hmm.
What do you want to do here? Are you moving out and walking, or are you
no.
staying here and paying the rent? Which one's it going to be?
No, neither of those two. We're staying here and we're withholding, as is our rights.
No.
So
problems.
what you're saying is that because you have deeper pockets and you have more time and resources, that it doesn't really matter to you what we do. Because you're going to win at the end of the day. Does that sound like what? Does that sound like the spirit of the law? Does that sound like
what
it's supposed to do?
What I'm saying.
That's what you just said before.
No.
That you said it doesn't matter because you have deeper pockets. You'll take us to the end where you win and win and we lose.
Here's what I'm saying. Okay, and don't put words in my mouth.
Those are the words you used.
You do not get to hang out in a nicely finished building that you like forever without paying rent.
That's exactly
your T-shirt.
That's exactly.
I know the idea matches your T-shirt.
That's completely irrelevant.
And you're just going to ride it. It is
completely
relevant because from
completely
what,
irrelevant.
It sure is.
It's completely irrelevant. What difference does it make? What
think,
band I like?
If you think it doesn't.
Okay.
It tells me who you are and what you think you're going to.
Because I like a particular.
Because you like.
Because I like a band.
Anarchy. Does that mean paying rent?
Anarchy, my dear, is the name of a record. What difference does it make? Are these the kind of arguments that are going
to
win
no,
court for you?
I'm just trying
okay.
to tell
so why don't we just stay focused?
At the end. At the end,
right.
Wall Street is there. Occupy Wall Street is mine.